This is Pat Gillette on the Big Free FM, CBS Radio. 866-570-PEN. That's 7366 is the phone number. PenRadio at gmail.com, PenRadio.com. Sitting here with Michael Goudeau. You're going to want to call in today. I want people to call in and do their obituaries. You know, I just thought that Art Buchwald. I'd never said that aloud before. Isn't that awful? Art Buchwald. There's all these words that I read and I never say. And then, you know, all of a sudden I'm trying to use hegemony. And I never said it out loud. I just read it. So, Art Buchwald. I don't know if you saw the video. Did you see the video?
It's videos. Gorgeous.
The hippest thing in the world. Which is amazing because it's also on the New York Times website, which is not where you find pure hip. But I just thought it was so groovy and so cool. Art Buchwald has this, and you can just do a search for Art Buchwald's self-obituary, find it instantly. It's just a shot of his face, and he goes, "Hi, I'm Art Buchwald, and I just died." And it's really funny, it's really touching, and it's really honest. And I thought that, you know, all of us listening to this show and doing this show are going to die. We don't know when. The way I've been coughing lately and the way I've been the fact that that NBC just bought a bunch more identity shows and we have Bull's hit coming up and the Penn & Teller show is still running at the Rio and I've got this radio show, I may die sooner than later.
Sometime in March is what we're guessing.
I'm guessing sometimes in March I'll be dying. So I want to prepare
myself obituary
here on the radio. And I'll just we'll just do this. And now what you can do is you can call in 866-570-PEN, 7366. We'll give you a clean start. You just go, "Hi, I'm," and then your name. You don't have to give your last name if you don't want. "And I just died." And then give yourself an obituary. And what you can do is somewhere on your computer or something, just store our podcast of you doing that with a little note that says what time it is in the show, and then you can have that played you know, at your funeral or whatever you want, your own self-obituary. You'll be able to say, "Hi, I'm, you know, Vlad the Impala, and I just died.
I'm Michael Goudeau. I just died. I told you not to give me the chocolate."
Exactly. You don't have to give your last name. You know,
a lot of people knew who I was already. You know, my last name is mentioned somewhat often on the show.
Right, but I'm just trying to say that
protecting
for the people calling in.
Sure.
866-570-PEN, 7366. Now, we give our last names, but there's no reason that we should drag you into the hole that we're in. So you don't have to give. You know, you could do, "I'm Natasha 1, I'm Natasha."
I think a fifth who's claimed to be the ugly Natasha.
But there's an ugly Natasha?
Well, it's a guy, so okay. He's just going with the Natasha name.
We have our first one in, which goes like this. "Hi, I'm Happy Jack. I'm Worm Food. Patrick will answer the phone." So Jack gets his first obituary.
Nicely done, Jack.
Or if you'd like it read in my voice, you could have it sent to penradio@gmail.com, PENNradio@gmail.com. And you can go to the website, penradio.com, although I think I'm going to have that roll over into one of the fan sites, one that Audrey does or something, because that is everything on it, and then we're not responsible for it. Because we don't seem to do that good a job on that website. But you can always find Mike Jones' music there, and that's good.
Sure. So, we got an email already from Bob, the skeptical Christian. It says, "Bob is dead, or is he?" Not a spooky obituary. He's kind of funny.
Really funny.
Don't look now.
I used to have an answering machine tape. I think I might have said this on the air before, but I had an answering machine tape back where they were tapes.
Yes.
You know, and it said, "Hi, I'm Penn. If I had died and you didn't hear about it and then you called and heard this message and then found out later that I was dead before that, that'd be like really creepy, wouldn't it?" Beep. That was the whole thing. And my friend, a very good friend of mine, one of my dearest friends who died, I got an email from him about 4 hours after I found out he died, that said, "Hey, Penn, I made it through surgery fine. I'll be down visiting you tomorrow."
Wow.
Which
That's
was
harsh.
It was really harsh. He was going in for a surgery, and he died not related to that surgery before that. So he'd written the email, and he was going to just boot up his computer and hit send and then head down to see me. And so when his wife turned on his computer, it sent it.
Wow.
And it was really, I just sat there staring at it, you know. And he was a dear friend of mine. So we want to just do obituaries, try to get some fun out of death here. And because of Art Buchwald, who just did the coolest obituary. Hi, I'm Art Buchwald, and I just died. You know, you're going to do yours a little later, you know.
I'm going to do another one?
No, you're going to do yours. Not a joke.
You have to do a real one?
Yeah, okay. not, it can be still funny, but we're going to do one. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do, too.
Right. You don't want to rush into it.
Hi, I'm Penn Jillette, and I just died. I died a tremendous amount of pain, but I did not cry out to God. Maybe that's one I would use. But you can do a short one along. We have people calling in already. 866-570-PEN, 7366. You know, I announce the topic, and I get all bummed out. I kind of go, oh, no one's calling in. That's terrible. And I always forget we have a delay. So people are, you know, we're living in the future. You know?
Yeah, we're a minute ahead.
Yeah, we are, or something like that.
And, only 16 seconds? That's not nearly enough ahead.
That means we can say an obscenity pretty much 16 times in a row when it goes out over the air, right? 17 times? Of course, now that I've said that, the delay will now be an hour. PennRadio@gmail.com if you want to type up your obituary and have me read it, PennRadio.com. And let's see what Ed has to say. Ed, you got your obituary ready?
I'm ready to go, boys. Hi, this is Big Ed, and I just died. Grandma says hello. That's the last thing I heard.
That's wonderful. Mark that and keep it. That's a great job. Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, guys.
We have one from Dave here, which actually is actually kind of an old joke and actually is on several gravestones. I told you I was sick.
Yeah.
Which is a nice one.
And then there's a very famous one. Teller always talks about this, and someone out there must have the original Latin. But someone on their gravestone had famously, boy, I should know this. It's going to end up like being like Plato or something. I don't know. But had on the gravestone, I am what you will be.
Bastard. I never liked him.
Exactly. Call in with your self-obituary, 866-570-PEN, 7366. Then all you got to do is get the podcast and mark it, and they can play it at your funeral. You know, thanks to us. We're using technology for you when you won't appreciate it after your death. Let's talk to, I'll take another one of these. Let's talk to Howard. What do you got, Howard?
Hey, Howard, I just died later.
there's a lot of belief in an afterlife among our listeners, isn't there?
I don't know if that's what he's saying.
Great.
Well, thanks a lot, Howard.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much, man. Yeah, the Art Buchwald is really cool. You know, he just has this kind of joy. And I guess they recorded it a few years ago, right?
No, it was recent. He was out of the hospice. He was already back at the home in which he was going to die, his summer home on the lake. And, you know, he'd lost his leg to diabetes. His kidneys had failed, supposedly.
Yeah.
And he had no time left. He'd already lived much longer than they said he would.
He chose not to go on dialysis. Right.
They told him he had 2 weeks to live, and then he lived another almost a year, I think.
Yeah, and he was writing columns that whole time. It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I also like, you know, I've always believed that we keep changing the rules on time travel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that time travel, as it was conceived by science fiction writers at the, you know, early 1900s, we really have. I mean, if your idea of going back in time is being able to see what's happening around you and not be able to affect it, then we have that. I mean, you can go back to movies and videos of things and really be in the time. I mean, watching a black and white movie from 1953, 54, you know, you're back in time, even home movies and stuff. There's this really weird sense. And now that everything is camcorded all the time, now that you can't go anywhere, you know, you can't even use an improper word at a comedy club without it being camcorded going around the world. It's pretty... It's pretty amazing. I mean, you're going to be able to, I mean, my kids are going to be able to, with all the video and stuff, really go back and see a lot of what things were like in 2006.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
They'll be able to see a lot of what your life was like.
Yeah, they will. They will.
It's pretty cool.
They might be, if they have the time. They might listen to the show someday, and there would be my obituary.
That seems
right there.
Unlikely.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Here's another one. Hi, I'm Dale. I'm dead. Please download my brain into the robot. I'm with Dale on this one.
Let's try. We have a few here. This is Eric. What you got, Eric?
Eric, what's going on?
We're just doing obituaries. You got one for us?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Eric. And now that I'm dead, please don't let the guilt of letting me rot away in a nursing home consume the rest of your life.
We have a lot of bastards dying on our show.
That's really great.
Thank you.
That's really, really great. You want to mark that on the podcast and have that. Man, I hope you have to keep that for many, many years, sir. Many, many years. And when the technology changes, keep changing it over because you want to keep
updating that.
Keep updating that. Thank you so much, yeah. Eric. That's great.
You don't want your kids trying to find something to play that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to delay the funeral by a week while we waited for the player from eBay.
Yeah.
Here's another one. I'm Garrett, and I just died. Please investigate Penn Jillette to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, there's a good one. Let's talk to Vito. Hey, Vito, what's your obituary?
Hey, I was buried on my stomach so the world could kiss my ass goodbye.
Okay, there you go.
Thanks, guys. Great show, Ben. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye. I'll tell you one thing. When you have self-obituaries, people are very, very concise, aren't they?
They are.
No one wants to do
a long... You probably pay them by the letter. It's one of the few places where you still pay by the letter.
People have been thinking about this a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not going to make it. Stop.
Yeah, there's some, Oscar Wilde reportedly, his last words, which are different, than of course your obituary, what Art Buchwald did, but his last words were, either this wallpaper goes or I do.
Yeah.
I've always loved that one. That's probably a myth, isn't it?
That's probably a myth.
Yeah, we should check that out. Someone is already checking it out. Some sort of snotty Gmail telling us we were wrong. Just so you know, when you send us stuff telling us we're wrong, we already know we're wrong. You're just telling us specifically how, okay? Just so you don't get too high and mighty. Let's talk to Jim. What's up, Jim? You got your obituary ready?
Yes.
Lay it on us.
I prayed to God before I died, just in case. What's the harm?
Well, that would be the, not Disraeli. What's the philosopher's name? What is that?
Descartes.
Descartes, yeah. Disraeli Gears. Descartes, that's Descartes' theory on it, that you might as well pray because there's no harm. But the problem is, if you pray to the wrong God, you're in more trouble than if you didn't pray at all. But okay, we've got your obituary.
We're at the point where where's another foot down. I prayed to Allah, and I don't know what I was thinking. I'm sorry, God.
Yeah, I know. You have to. I prayed to Thor. You know,
yeah.
That's the problem. The problem is that they set up, and this is, of course, mandatory false dichotomies. People think that the choice is either no God or God. That's not really the choice. Once you say, well, I want to just hedge my bet and pray to God, you've then got a million to choose from.
Yes.
And all these gods are wrathful and jealous, and if you choose the wrong one, they're certainly going to torture you more than if you were an atheist. So I think that the new wager, it's Descartes' wager, right?
It's not Descartes, but keep going on.
Okay,
that.
Someone will tell us whose wager it is. It's not really a good wager because there are
Pascal.
Too many gods. Pascal's wager. That sounds much better.
I didn't even
too.
Look it up.
It just
it
came
just
to you?
Came to me all of a sudden.
Pascal's wager, which seems to make sense when you're like a high school kid reading it for the first time.
Right.
If you actually think about it some more, you're going to piss off a lot of gods.
Well,
you know,
there's
by choosing.
Over 1,700 religions. Recorded religions.
In this room.
In this room. In the world right now. And so it seems unlikely that you're going to...
And I think that if they're all, which they probably aren't, but if a lot of them are omniscient, omnipresent, then they're going to catch you. if you like, say, praise Allah, praise Yahweh, praise Jesus.
Yahweh is a Chinese restaurant.
Is it?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. But Yahweh might also...
Very good Chinese restaurant. I pray there often. God, this is delicious.
So, hi, I'm Penn Jillette, and I just died. That's all we need. I think that's all we need for me. Let's talk to Everett, who wants to do his self-obituary. Hey, Everett, you got a self-obituary for us?
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
I'm Everett Nair, and if the Christians are all right, I'm happy I brought my sunscreen. Don't worry about me. I'm hanging out with Penn, Taylor, and Godot. All I ask for is a goddamn glass of water.
There you go. There you go. Very nice. Very nice. That's very similar to, there's a great list of I'd rather be in hell with, and then a list of all those people that in heaven with, than a list of all the religious people.
I'd probably be the dumbest person in hell. But
The dumbest person in hell. Boy, that should be your obituary. Hi, I'm Everett. I'm the dumbest person in hell. Thanks so much, Everett. Thanks.
That's a good band name to me.
Dumbest people in
dumbest
hell?
Guys in hell.
Dumbest guys in hell.
Here's one from Lorne. I'm Lorne, and I just died. Hell was full, so I came back.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth. That's a George Romero fan, obviously, writing in there. You've been thinking about yours?
You know what? Mine was, I'm not going to die. What are you talking about? Here's another one. This is if I had to write this myself. So odds are no one cares enough to read it.
Well, that's not true. That's just not true. You know, Art Buchwald, people cared a lot, and he still did his self obituary.
He did his own. Yeah,
did his own. That's a really cool thing. Have other there was that really creepy one. Remember Hamilton Berger on the Perry Mason show? No one in the world is that old.
No one. You're the only person that's watched every Perry Mason, really, yeah. Other than Perry.
I'm a big Perry Mason
you
fan.
You are.
The phone number here is 866-570-PEN. That's 7366. If you want to do your self-obituary, you can save it on the podcast and play it at your funeral. 866-570-PEN, 7366. If you want to write it in and have, I guess Goudreau's going to read it. I haven't been able to read any, but you'll forward me
something. You want me to forward you something?
Sure. PennRadio@gmail.com and PennRadio.com. Just say, hi, I'm, and then your name, and I just died. Hamilton Berger, the actor that played Hamilton Berger on Perry Mason. And I was a kid, and this was really creepy. He was a cigarette smoker, as everybody was, from 1958 to, 1965, everybody in the world smoked cigarettes. And he was a heavy-duty cigarette smoker, and it killed him. He died of lung cancer, and he did this really creepy. You haven't seen this thing?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't even heard of it?
I haven't even heard of it.
I think Yul Brynner did one, too. That said, it was like the dark side of Art Buchwald. It was like, hi, my name is da-da-da-da. I play Hamilton Berger on Perry Mason, and I smoked cigarettes for many years. And by the time you see this, I'll be dead of lung cancer. I should not have smoked cigarettes. If you're smoking cigarettes, quit. If you haven't started, don't start. And it was just really heavy. And I think Yul Brynner did one, too. But someone's going to write in or call in and tell us all about the other self. What we really do, what this radio show is, we come on and we ask questions, you answer them. 866-570-PEN, that's 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Hi, I'm Penn Jillette, and I just died. I used to host a show on CBS Radio, Free FM. Oh, dear, Patrick. CBS Radio, Free FM.
Patrick can't even hear you. He's on the phone.
Patrick, CBS Radio, Free FM. Patrick, CBS Radio, Free FM.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. Is that all I have to say? No, there's more stuff. Free FM, CBS Radio, sitting with Michael Goudreau.
I told you not to drink that cough syrup.
I know. I just took a hit of the Robitussin. You say it doesn't work at all?
I believe they don't work at all, yeah.
Oh, I just drank some.
Good. It's delicious, isn't it?
It's not delicious. I have to drink a lot of it. So you'd think that I should just stop it, right?
Well, we can look that up. Someone will answer that.
We've had a lot of questions so far that we've asked. Have people answered them? Like the Hamilton Burger and that kind of stuff?
No, we haven't got the Hamilton Burger answer yet. But we did get the Pascal's Wager. Okay. And this is from Iron Man in Australia. To all those people who told me I was dead wrong, your argument is finally making headway.
We have, we're at penradio@gmail.com. If you want to go to the website, penandteller.com. PENNANDTELLER.com. For all your Penn and Teller needs. Got a few good obituaries here. Hi, my name is Nick, and I'm dead. But there are plenty of people who can do my job. I have a brother who had a better chance of carrying on the family name. Any woman will tell you that men are all alike anyway. So the world just got slightly less redundant. There's a guy with a good self-image. And that's what I really like. This is a kind of serious one. I was hoping we'd get some serious ones, and here is one. Hi, I'm Mike Wilson, and I just smothered beneath two Brazilian supermodels. I did everything I wanted to do. I was the best daddy on earth. I made movies, irritated Michael Moore to no end, befriended Penn Jillette, spent ridiculous amounts of time in cities that I love, like Vegas, L.A., New York, and Minneapolis. I climbed Everest, fought Mike Tyson, drove from Chicago to L.A. on the remaining parts of Route 66, and visited six continents, wasn't interested in Antarctica. I touched lives, loved hard, fell hard, and got up again. Life was more beautiful without God. I lived without regret and had a blast, and I'd do it all again. Enjoy it while you're here. There you go.
Nice. Nice.
It's cool. Hi, I'm Leslie, and I'm dead. Now you have to do your own damn laundry.
Here's one from Kaz that says, I drank what?
Here's a good one that's kind of a callback. For those of you who did listen to the show yesterday, I think you might like this one. Hi, my name is Patrick Carr, and I'm dead. I died of profound embarrassment. Please feel free to flip off my funeral possession as it passes. It's only fair. Let's take a few phone calls now. We're doing self-obituaries in honor of Art Buchwald, who did his. It's, hi, I'm blank, and I just died, and then go from there. Let's see who we got. We got Brenda. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi, I'm Brenda. I just died, and I would like to thank my parents, my friends, my ex-lovers for all helping me get to where I am today.
We got to break in here. Be the 110th nationwide caller now for your chance to win a Panasonic 42-inch plasma HD TV in this multi-city contest. Call 1-866-327-9946. 1-866-EASY-WIN.
Let's talk to Bob. What's your obituary, Bob?
Hello, this is Bob. I've died and been cremated. My ashes have been spread in the local reservoirs. So Baltimore, fill your glass and eat me.
Very nice, Bob. Save that one. Save that one on the podcast. I get another couple obituaries here.
Not on email today.
Oh, I just got the Michael Wilson from you too. He sent it to both of us, I guess.
That bastard.
So we got that rat bastard. Rat bastard.
I'm glad he's dead. I'm Jack, and I just died. What the hell was that all about? Good one, Jack.
That's really good. That's really good. Let's talk to Mitch. You got your obituary ready, Mitch?
I sure do.
Let's hear it.
My name's Mitch, and I just died. Couple things I noticed is, this is the great equalizer. You can't take it with you. He who dies with the most toys doesn't win. And just give you guys something to think about while you're waiting to join me, some sooner, some later.
Thank you so much, nice. Mitch. Very, very nice. That's important to remember about the most toys, you know. Go ahead.
Here's one. This is from Trionic. It says, Ginger. No. Marianne. No, wait. Pretty great.
That's really great. That's really great. Let's talk to. I think we've had her on the phone before, right? It's Janda, right?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Janda. You got your obituary ready?
Yes, I do.
Lay it on us.
All right. Hi, my name is Janda, and I am deceased. But if you piss me off, I'll be floating above you in my eternal cellular form, scaring you, your children, and your children's children. Unless I get a cookie, then I'll just knock stuff over.
Perfect. Nothing I can add to that, Jenna. Perfect.
Man, you're dying, aren't you?
Well, the cough syrup, first of all, made me dingy and loopy, and second of all, kept me coughing. So there's the test of the Robitussin that I just downed. I want some tea to try to get the Robitussin taste out of my mouth. Why don't you read another...
Yeah, hi. My name is Colin, and I just died. Could be worse.
That's good. That's very helpful and happy. Yeah. Let's try Paul. Paul, you get your obituary ready?
Yes, I do.
Lay it on us, sir.
All right. My name is Paul, and I just died. You know what? I forgot my hot dogs. Can you bring some?
There you go. That's a good one. Thank you so much, Paul. Thanks a lot, Paul. 866-570-PEN, 7366. I'm restating the question. We're having you call in with your obituaries. You know, Art Buchwald, great funny writer. I'm just saying a great funny writer. Did you ever read any Art Buchwald? Do you ever read much of it?
I read one of his books, and it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
I think it's pretty funny, yeah. Hi, I'm Art Buchwald, and I just died, is what he said. And it's a really cool obituary. So we're offering you a public service here on CBS Free FM. If you call us in, 866-570-PEN-7366, and do your obituary, then all you got to do is save the podcast.